We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
May the 4th be with you. Somebody suggests via the text machine that this is not really a celebration for Star Wars fans. May 4th, it's really a low-key way to make fun of people with lisps. I know how much you love a speech impediment.
Don't do
Go
that
ahead.
To me.
You want to say it? May the 4th be with you? It's a good way to make fun of a speech impediment and not really make fun of
anybody.
Go ahead.
The chicken pay way tay in the wind.
Chicken pay. We had a program director here once who yelled at me for doing Is a Hot Dog a Sandwich and made Crowder stop referencing the movie Nell.
Chicken pay, tay in the wind.
To me, the funny things are the things that maybe only five people get. And the five people that saw Nell, that's a hell of a funny impersonation.
I like being a good speech impediment. Oh, my goodness. The stuttering dude on the boxer.
The Harlem Knights.
He's about to be.
Go ahead, say it. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Go ahead, say it, Solana. It's fun.
I'm out on this one.
All right. He made a stand. He finally found the spot that he wouldn't go to.
You're comfortable with that?
May the 4th be with you. All right. Let's get headlines here to start out the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Big win for the Panthers yesterday. 5-4 overtime victory thanks to a goal in overtime from Barkov. 5-4 over the Dallas Stars for the Florida Panthers.
Yep.
The Heat, they play Dallas tonight. They host them at the American Airlines Arena. It's an 8 p.m. tip-off. No Oladipo on his 29th birthday today.
Let's see what the line is right now. Heat -3.5. Game makes me a little nervous.
No Hawk. Yeah, this one's a tough one, bro.
I don't know if I could pull the trigger on 3.5 right now. Yeah. I do like Kendrick Nunn over 16.5. Although, is Tyler back? Is Tyler back?
No hero tonight. He's out as well.
Oh, okay.
Nunn got to be that dude. I've said it before. I think Nunn has to be that dude now.
Well, Goran looked pretty good, right? Goran looked pretty good last game?
Yes, but he can't give you 40 minutes. He's too old.
Well, don't forget, Goran's going up against his European brethren tonight, Luka Doncic. He takes that personal. He does. He takes that personal tonight going up against Luka Doncic.
Solana will say something as fact, even if it's nowhere near fact.
No,
Solana
this is fact.
Solana will say it as if he's hurt. But they like each other's company.
They love each other. It's a friendly rivalry, but Goran's not just going to, you know, back down when Luka Doncic comes to South Florida. He wants to put on a show. He wants to remind him, hey, young buck, I'm still the most respected European in the NBA at the moment, other than Nikola Jokic and other than a handful of other European players. But seriously, Goran Dragic, look for him to play well tonight.
How can we take anything you just said seriously when you dropped in also a bunch of other European players?
All other European players.
Including fact. Zoran Dragic.
Fact.
All right, go ahead. What else do you have in the headlines?
You know, my nonsense typically sounds better if you don't press me on it.
100%. You're 100% right. You sound like you've got it together. And then when we press you on it, we realize it's just a word salad.
Speaking of Europeans, Kristaps Porzingis, he's questionable for tonight. The Marlins, they play the Diamondbacks 6:40 p.m. tonight. Loan Depot Park, it's the first of three straight versus Arizona.
Wait a second. Let me look at that line. Maybe we should be betting the Marlins game instead of the Heat. So Marlins are a favorite at minus 144. D-backs are plus 130. Sandy Alcantara, over under on strikeouts is 5.5, which I do like the over, but it's minus 130. And, maybe we'll bet that game. Maybe we'll bet them both.
Look at you.
And we'll buy some scratch offs. All right. You guys talked me into it.
We didn't say a word.
All right, I'll meet you at the Hard Rock.
400 down, and I haven't even said anything.
Quick UEFA Champions League semifinal update. It is the second leg, first semifinal today. Manchester City, they lead at the half 1-0 over PSG. If this result stands, currently a 3-1 aggregate lead for Manchester City. They will make the UEFA Champions League final. PSG needs to score 3 goals here to make something happen to advance.
What channel is this on? Can I watch this?
I don't think it's on cable TV. I think you have to watch it. I could be wrong, but I don't think it is. I think there's a subscription you have to watch through Turner Broadcasting.
Let me try. Soccer.
Yeah, Paramount Plus.
I don't know.
Have to show off his little remote control.
Look at that. UEFA League Championship. It's on. On Univision, and it's on something else. But I'm gonna watch it with the sound off anyway. So what's the difference? I'll watch it on Univision. Look at that. MCI 1-0. You were right.
Tree, do we get Univision?
Tree, sick with you.
Tomorrow, by the way, it's the second semifinal. Chelsea, they'll host Real Madrid. It's a 1-1 aggregate score right now. Finally, guys, a new study. Japanese researchers, they discovered that men with larger noses tend to pack larger penises as well.
I don't even know. I'm not even gonna delve into that. Too many landmines in that one. I'm gonna stick with May the 4th be with you and I know when to tap out. That's the sign of a true professional. You got to know when to walk away from the table. All right, you have anything else, Solana?
That's where big men don't want to talk when they call you out. Got the slug.
Here's your weather update from the Exergen Weather Center right now in South Florida. Mostly sunny outside. Nice, beautiful afternoon in El Portal, Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s. That's sponsored by Jose Cuervo. Good things come to those who tip. Tip your delivery driver 20% or more and be one of the thousands of lucky people to have Cuervo cover your tab. Ready to get tipsy? Tweet your receipt with hashtag tipsyforcinco. Jose Cuervo reminds you to drink responsibly. That is your weather.
That's a cool promotion. Chad Johnson should win that promotion. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if they had to reimburse him for the tips that he leaves for people?
He's a $1,000 tip everywhere he goes.
They'd be broke, man. Now,
it's 20 with delivery people, too?
Oh, yeah. We had food delivered Sunday night from delivery dudes, and 20% minimum. I mean, they're working hard. Absolutely.
But somebody comes to your table 18 times in a two-hour period gets 20%. A guy that drives the food over with a hot bag also gets 20%?
Absolutely. 100%.
Man, y'all are setting these precedents up on the player, and I can't keep up.
I don't even think 20% is enough, to be quite honest. Certainly a man of your stature, they pull into your neighborhood. I can only imagine what they're thinking when you leave a dollar.
I fold up a 10, and I slide it in their hand real smooth. Here you go, brother.
You got to do contactless. Put it on the credit card. They drop it right there at the front door. Life is good. All right. Anything else, Solana?
No. I think we're pretty much we're done.
All right. Very good. We're going to play Talk About It Tuesday in the next segment. You have some good stuff lined up?
I do. I think this has the makings of the best Talk About It Tuesday ever.
All right, I've caught him in the air there, and that's what happens if I catch him in the air, and he just starts babbling. And there's nothing.
Word salad.
There you go, word salad. It just he couldn't say, yeah, I think I've got some good topics. Immediately, it becomes this is. You could picture him asking a girl to dance, you know, like in high school or whatever. How would you like to dance with the most popular person in school, and maybe have the greatest dance you've ever had in your life? Like, nothing can just be a natural, you know, it's always got to be overdone.
Overtime.
All right. So you're saying you have some good topics for Talk About It Tuesday.
I'm telling you, next segment might be the best segment of all time.
All right. Very good. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano, that's the perfect location. It's central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot, where you can also be safe. Masks are required, and there's multiple hand sanitizing stations. So tomorrow, because today is May 4th, tomorrow is May 5th. When you think of Cinco de Mayo, do you envision an entertainment with the hottest ladies in South Florida? $5 ice cold Coronas and Modelos, $5 Cuervo shots, and a complimentary Mexican-style lunch. May sound like a dream, but it's not, at least not at Cheetah Pompano Beach. That is tomorrow. Enjoy your Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, May 5th, like a real guy should, Cheetah Pompano Beach. I remind you every day, you got to make Cheetah Pompano your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free daily, 11:30 till 3. They do happy hour until 6. You grab your buddies after work, head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach, and let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. And you'll enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. So that is tonight and tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, Cheetah Pompano. That is where you want to celebrate. You can get all the details on their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. Play Talk About It Tuesday next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hock and Crowder.
That's the Talk About It Tuesday theme song. Everybody talk, talk. All right, Solana, the floor is yours. Solana's got topics. We've got opinions.
Let's go.
Let's go.
You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Crowder?
Ready, baby.
Is this part of the best segment ever, or is this when you said this would be the best segment ever? Is this part of it, or?
Well, I don't want to let the listeners down. I just want to make sure we're all ready to go here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Crowder,
ready, baby.
Oh my God, he is just in his bag.
Sliders versus hamburgers. Who you got?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Happens to be a good question. You're in my wheelhouse. You are starting out strong. I should not have doubted you. Man, that's a good one. Boy, there is nothing like biting into a good, juicy, big burger with the cheese and the bacon and onions, ketchup. It just, yeah, there's something. So, a slider has its time and its place, and I enjoy a slider very much. I enjoy the bar burgers at Dave & Buster's. I enjoy, we were talking about this because White Castle opened in Orlando. I do enjoy a slider, there's no question. But if push comes to shove and I have to choose, if I'm going out to dinner and I'm hungry, a big old cheeseburger dripping with fries, yeah, I got to go regular size burger.
Yeah, I would say if you maybe at the bar just snacking, a slider's okay, but I'm with you. If you want a good meal, I'm a carnivore. I want the meat. Sliders are usually thin, tiny meat. I want right. That thick inch and a half meat, just the grease falling off all your forearm, your wrist. Yeah, I got to go burger.
Solana, what do you feel about that?
Ooh, you're both wrong.
Really?
Sliders superior.
Didn't you have the different opinion yesterday? If I'm trying to remember yesterday's show, didn't you have a different take?
Well, no, I didn't have a different take. I just don't want to go to White Castle because I want the option of a slider or a burger.
Oh, I got you. Right. You want White Castle to offer regular-sized burgers inexplicably. Ask the Sports Bomber. Is Danny in the 560 studio?
Yeah, I'm a big burger kind of guy. I mean, I love me a slider, but come on, dude. I gotta stick my teeth into some beef, bro.
Ooh,
be totally right.
Yeah. So wrong.
No, I think he's right. I think Crowder nailed it there. The sliders are generally real thin, and they're crispier because it's a such a small piece of meat. So they're not like a slider is rarely juicy. You know what I mean? And you're right, Crowder. Like, you're sitting at the bar, you want to graze a little bit, you want to have a jalapeno popper and a slider, but to sit down and have a juicy burger, yeah, I think that's preferable.
And can you order sliders like medium? They're too little.
Right. I don't even think, like, they don't give you the option of how you want them cooked, right?
Yeah. No.
I don't think
they
so.
They do. Yeah. They do. At Funky Buddha.
I don't think so.
At Funky Buddha, they did when they have those delicious sliders, the Kobe beef sliders. And if you just get one burger.
I think those are bison. I think those are bison.
Right.
I don't think they're
bison.
Kobe beef. I think
you're
they're
right.
bison.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to commit to just one topping, one type of burger when you go hamburger. Now, I get four different sliders. I get to choose different toppings
right.
for all four.
All right. Go ahead. Move on. I now just. The more he gets to think of things, the more dangerous it becomes.
That's a good argument there, though. That is a good argument. You have to give me that one. It took me 6 minutes into the segment, but it was a good one.
But I see what happens there. He comes up with something at the end, and then he gloms onto it, and he won't be able to let it go. He thinks he found the secret sauce. No pun.
You can put the secret sauce on one of the sliders if you want.
Sure, one of the four. You can do whatever you want.
Guys, a radio jock. Ooh.
Oh, goal. Who was that? Is that Manchester City?
Not watching. Let's see.
Yeah, Manchester City. 2-0.
No, that's over.
All right. What do you got?
A radio jock in St. Louis. He was let go by a station less than a week after getting their logo tattooed on his arm. Loser or not a loser?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Yeah, I've worked in radio a very long time. I would never get I wouldn't get a tattoo anyway, but I would never get a tattoo of a radio station that I'm working for, because not only can you get fired at the drop of a hat, which you see in radio all the time, but stations change at the drop of a hat. Hey, here I am. I'm listening to Sunny 104.3. Oh, what? It's 1 minute later and I'm listening to 790 104.3, The Ticket? What happened? What? Now I'm listening to the shark? Like, the beach? The radio changes too much. You know, Crowder said something once, because Crowder has a lot of tattoos. He said he got a University of Florida tattoo because that's forever. That's his alma mater. Yep. But he never got a Miami Dolphins tattoo because that was business. He didn't know if he was going to be traded, waived, as he was. That guy made an error in judgment, I would say, by getting a radio station tattoo, the logo tattooed. And that's just unbelievable timing, though, to be fired 1 week after you get that.
Yeah, and all that, the teams you love, especially your employer, that's ridiculous. But the team, even the girlfriend and the husband and just the dedication to it. Like, you know what? You bring up the teams, right? Ted Ginn, I was there. I was at the party. Actually, it was a Chad Pennington party, and he didn't know what we were bringing the tattoo artists, because we had to hood up the party a little bit. So we were getting tattoos. I remember Ted Ginn getting a dolphin tattoo his rookie year.
You brought
then
a
I
real
saw him
tattoo
later.
Artist to Chad Pennington's party?
Yeah. We invited the tattoo artist to Chad's party. We really set off his party at a level he didn't expect, because once the cigars started getting split down the side and the tattoo guy rolled in, I think Chad was uncomfortable.
Showed up at someone else's party with a real tattoo? I feel like it's a liability issue.
Yeah, table, the gun, the extension cords, everything, baby. We had to have a party. Let's have a damn party. Chad wanted to, you know, shotgun beers and jump off the diving board. We wanted to get tattoos. We wanted to gamble.
Maybe do like the henna tattoos, you know, just draw them on, let them last for a week or so.
You know what? He tried to do the thing where, you know, everybody that comes in gets, you know, these, you know, $400 worth of chips, and the guy at the end with the most chips, then you get the, you know, the prize. 10 minutes in, we had cash out on the table. And Chad was like, fellas, no, we wanted to make this different. Okay, Chad, go swimming. We're going to gamble right now. But but I was there when Ted Ginn got the dolphin tattoo. Then I saw him years later. He had a Panther tattoo. Then he had a Saints tattoo. Like, he had to continue with this venture down this NFL team tattoo path. That's why he said, I got my gator, and that's all I got. I'll always be a gator. The Dolphins could have cut me, and they did cut me. So, yes. Right. No, I...
Yeah, do it with your alma mater. I don't even mind the team that you root for. That's fine, because you can be a fan for life. You decide if you're a fan or not. You do with... I don't care who the employer is. Radio station, bank, clothing store. You can be fired at any time, and then you're stuck with that damn tattoo. So, don't do employers.
Home Depot, baby. Home Depot right here on my bicep.
How embarrassed are you when you're working at Lowe's a week later? Okay. Hamburger.
That was Chad Pennington's last party, now that you talk about it. He never had another party for us, because I think we turned the party a different direction.
Guys, Scott Brooks. He thinks Russell Westbrook is the second best point guard of all time, only behind Magic Johnson. Now, I think we can all agree that's the most ridiculous statement we've heard today. My question to you is, should Scott Brooks be drug tested?
Talk about it. Who is the best point guard of all time, in your opinion? Kobe?
He's a shooting guard.
Kobe's kind of a point guard, though.
Yeah, he ran.
Nah, he's a scoring guard. Kobe's a scoring guard. I don't think anybody considers him a one.
Steph Curry?
Steph's up there, bro. Especially what Steph's doing this year. Goodness gracious. Allen Iverson doesn't get enough love in my mind.
Also kind of a scoring guard, though.
Just to see... I'm looking at a list on ESPN.com.
LeBron?
All-time point guards.
See, that's
on ESPN.com, it's... Right, because you can make a case for someone being a point guard not being a point guard. Like, a traditional point guard. They've got on ESPN Magic Johnson 1, Oscar Robertson 2, John Stockton 3, Steph Curry 4, Isaiah Thomas 5, Chris Paul 6, Steve Nash 7, Jason Kidd 8, Walt Frazier 9, and Bob Cousy 10.
I can't argue with that. Maybe move a guy
up
a
Magic,
spot or
right?
two, but yeah, Magic's number one by far. To what Solana said, I can't say
Russell. Scott Brooks say? Who did Scott Brooks say? Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook.
Is number two behind Magic. I can't go with that.
Got unbelievable numbers, though. The numbers. If you're looking just at stats, though, nobody can compare with him.
He's a dog now. He's top, what, 5, 6? Like, he's a monster, but just to say he's in second best behind Magic, I can't say yes.
Is he? You're putting him top 5, 6 in the NBA right now? Like,
statistically, so you have to, I think, statistically.
But they're not winning. Like, they weren't winning games. They're not going to make the playoffs.
But see, you're going to that damn who criticizes? And one of them national guys criticize him all the time about you don't have rings. Look at the numbers, though, man. This man averaged triple doubles for years on end. Like, he's a dog.
Had he stuck around?
But I do not think Scott Brooks should be drug tested. I mean, that's seems excessive.
Okay. Had he stuck around with just one team and he didn't have rings because he couldn't get out? That's understandable, but I mean, he's bounced around now. You can argue he's joined super teams with James Harden in Houston. Like, clearly there's something there with Russell Westbrook and lack of winning.
I don't disagree with you. I'm not considering him a top winner by any chance but statistically, you can't argue that he's one of the greatest point guards just based on the numbers.
You know what? I can say right now he's not too. Steph's better than him. Yeah. Flat out. Like, I'll just say that. Steph's better than him. I don't know where they rank. Steph is a better point guard than Russell Westbrook.
Chris Paul? Like, Chris Paul, every team he joins gets better.
Right.
Yeah. And, yes, I do think coaches should be drug tested because players are drug tested. The leader of the team needs to make sure his mind is clear, too, because y'all are so concerned with these damn pee tests.
But not for that particular comment.
No, no, no. Just drug test him. Pop would fail. I know Pop smokes. I could tell. I could see a smoker when I see one.
This was mentioned earlier on the show. Ocho Cinco, he'll reportedly fight in an exhibition bout against a TBD, to-be-decided celebrity athlete on the undercard of the Mayweather-Logan Paul June 6th fight at Hard Rock Stadium. Crowder, I don't know if you want to give us the scoop, if there's a scoop to be had since he's your boy, but regardless, are you betting on Ocho in the ring?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. So, Crowder has the podcast, I Am Athlete, comes out Mondays at noon on YouTube, and it's with Chad Johnson and Brandon Marshall and Fred Taylor, and Ocho Cinco is going to fight on the Floyd Mayweather, was it Jake Paul that he's fighting? Yeah, on the Floyd Mayweather, Jake Paul card. Oh, it's Logan Paul? He's fighting one of the Paul brothers. So your take on that was what, Crowder, for those that don't watch I Am Athlete?
He's going to get knocked out. I'm going to wear a nightgown, and he should wear a nightgown so we can both go to sleep comfortably together after he gets knocked out. Brandon Marshall started this crap a couple months ago where he wanted to fight Deontay Wilder. I told him the same thing. Y'all box for fun. You box for cardio. You know, you have your Boxeo apps. I understand. These people are swinging back, and they're going to punch you in your damn face. Stop doing this to yourself. I wouldn't box a sixth grade girl right now. There's no chance. I'm not letting somebody hit me.
All right, so you're not betting on Chad Johnson.
No, I'm going to go there. I'm gonna break the bank. I'm going to have me a great seat, front row. And when he goes to bed, I'm going to go to bed.
All right. Anything else? One more.
I have the release, the media release off I Am Athlete on, you know, Twitter at Official Crowder. If y'all want to see it, it's like a 9-minute clip, and I kill him the whole time. So yeah, then I tell a couple fighting stories about myself, my sister knocking me out with a Kool-Aid ice cup. So yes, go to my Twitter, and you'll see the whole clip.
What? One more, Solana, to make this the best Talk About a Tuesday ever.
Oof, man, I have so many to choose from here. I think this is the best one, though, guys. You ready?
Yep. We sit here and we wait for it. I don't know why you would ask every time, are we ready?
Crowder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ready.
Chocolate Dunkaroos. They're coming back in July. Are you hyped or not hyped?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I am not hyped because Dunkaroos came out in 1990 when I was in college and I wasn't exactly eating Dunkaroos. So as much as I love nostalgia and I love when something comes back from my childhood, this was not my childhood. So I am not hyped.
I was 7 when Dunkaroos came out, but the package are way too small. We couldn't afford them, and it wasn't worth it. So, no, I'm not excited, and I'm 37 now. I can't Dunkaroo. I'd get made fun of.
Solana, are you excited about Dunkaroos?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Yeah, I mean, this... First of all, the packaging is small, Crowder, but just because it's small doesn't mean it's not packing a big punch, all right?
What is it, four cookies in there? No way.
All right. People are excited about this, Solana?
I am. It's a good snack. It's a good school snack when you were younger. Dunkaroos.
But what is it? Just a cookie?
Yeah, cookie. It comes with icing in the packaging.
Oh, I see. And so you dunk it into the icing?
Hence Dunkaroos. So
Is it like those Oreo sticks? They sell those Oreo sticks. It's got, you know, like an Oreo stick, and then it's got the cream and the little
Think of a Teddy Graham, but just in like a larger form and with a little icing. Could be chocolate. Could be vanilla. You dunk it all in.
Right. So you'll be doing that? You'll be going out and getting one of those and dunking them? And isn't this kind of like Dr. Chuck Metzger frosting his own cupcakes at Duffy's?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Not at a restaurant.
I mean, it seems
though.
Like at some point, right, but at some point you outgrow something like that, I think. Right? Yes. I mean, Dr.
Yeah,
Metzger orders the cupcakes at Duffy's. It's on the kids' menu, but he loves frosting his own cupcakes and putting gummy bears on them. It's like, what are you doing here? You're a doctor.
12. 12 is the age you were asking about, Hawk. It's 12.
So you're saying I should
reconsider?
And that's
even being generous.
You're saying I should reconsider buying chocolate Dunkaroos?
Yeah, you do you, buddy. All right, anything else?
Well, it's TBD. To be decided.
Right. You know, TBD is to be determined. There's a whole bunch of people pointing that out on the text machine. TBD is to be determined, not to be decided.
That's TBD.
Well played. All right, there you go. Was that the best round of Talk About It Tuesday ever? Text in 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Was that the best round of Talk About It Tuesday ever? First text, this segment was overpromised and super underdelivered. That's all I got.
TBD?
TBD. You got to do Delaware, Daddy. You got to do Delaware. I don't know how
else to. I was waiting for Solana to talk. I didn't know what was going on.
Really?
But now I'm excited to talk about Delaware. Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I have been going there for 17 years. They've been blessing South Florida with delicious food for over 70 years. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is the best, and they have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs, all the crustaceans. Stone crabs. Y'all got a couple weeks left now. Go get your stone crabs. Colossal all the way to medium. Whatever size you want, the best price, and the freshest stone crabs in South Florida. All I just rattled off is probably 20% of what they have. They have so much delicious food. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want and call them in advance when you know what you want. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. You don't even have to turn your car off if you don't want to. They'll bring it right out to the car. If you want to go inside, wear your mask, go inside. I like to go inside, talk. You know, I'm a talker. I like to talk to the very friendly, awesome staff. I like to pick out, let me have those two fillets. Let me have those two, you know, fish. Let me have that chicken thigh. I like to pick my meat out. But whatever decision you make, you're going to get delicious, awesome food and at a great price. Right now, chicken breast has boneless and skinless, only $5.79 a pound. Fresh turkey breast, only $4.79 a pound. Key West pink shrimp, $12.99 a pound. And Boston scrod fillets, it's so delicious, $14.99 a pound. If you don't feel like cooking, check out the chicken parmesan dinner for two. With pasta, only $10.99. Without pasta, only $8.99. Heat and serve, it's ready to go and it's off the chain. Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Here's some of the text coming in. Absolutely not when it comes to was that the best round of Talk About It Tuesday ever. Absolutely not, but that's why I love you guys. Lowest quality content in all of South Florida. Just put in your 2 weeks, Solana. Best segment, TBD. Somebody else texts in, TBD's nuts. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yo mama show love you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Let's see. Mike Clay from ESPN tweeted out the 2021 NFL strength of schedule based on current rosters. And Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald points out, good news, the Dolphins have the NFL's fifth easiest schedule. Bad news, the Bills have the NFL's third easiest schedule.
Well, we play the same team, so they must have drawn some garbage on their two little bonus. Three bonus games that you have to play.
But it's based on current rosters too, and Buffalo has a better current roster. You know what I mean?
No, No, the strength of schedule goes off the other team's record from the previous year, right?
But I think they're also putting – yes, yes, but also in this strength of schedule based on current rosters, I believe it involves some of projections on the team. Like, I think they weight the strength of the team with their roster.
Oh, yeah, and if you go roster for roster right now, especially with all the young guys we have, the Bills have one of the best rosters in the league right now.
Looking at it there to see if there's anything worth noting on that. Yeah, Bills will be the Bills will be. I think the Dolphins have a pretty damn good roster, though. I know I don't want to get I don't want to be carried away guy after the draft, but the two first round picks, Phillips and Waddle, those are big additions to this team. I mean, this team, I really feel like the Dolphins did it right. Like, they really have, they stocked draft picks. And they got Tua last year, who I think is going to be good. Now they pick up Waddle, the legit weapon. Jalen Phillips. I mean, you're going to put some real pressure on the quarterback. I don't know. Feel like they have a decent roster. Forget about the other picks. I'm just talking about those. Yeah.
Tua we're high on, but he's still unproven. I think that's what, like, Josh Allen was in MVP race, you know, for a lot of last year.
Right.
Where Tua, we like him, but I don't think the league believes in Tua yet like we do.
No, I don't think many people across the league believe in Tua. I think some Dolphins fans probably have started to feel, I don't want to say the other way where they think he's not good, but you didn't see from Tua what you saw from Justin Herbert. So I think, you know, you want to see something where somebody comes out there and just is doing things that you haven't seen in the longest time. And you didn't get that, you know? But competent quarterbacking. But I will say, again, I think Brian Flores was on an island there. I don't think many NFL head coaches would have benched Tua in those situations. So I think, you know, I don't think he necessarily played so poorly that he deserved to be benched. I just don't think you saw spectacular out of him for much of last season. There were probably a couple spectacular plays that I'm not thinking of, but you didn't see spectacular on the regular. So I think some people may have tempered their expectations on him.
And as I watch national coverage of it, especially through the draft when they were talking, everybody brings that up. Tua that got set down twice last year for Fitzy late in the game. Like, that was a narrative. And you said it, like, Brian Flores forced that narrative on the nation by doing what he did, which we didn't agree with. We talked about it, you know, weeks after. But, yeah, the narrative right now is Tua the guy because he got benched and Justin Herbert won Rookie of the Year. So did they make a mistake? I think but that's going to follow him forever. That Herbert-Tua conversation, that's going to be around for 10 years.
It's a great point from a texter that was probably, you know, right in front of us that we didn't notice. The Dolphins' schedule is tougher because they play the Bills twice. The Bills' schedule is easier because they play the Dolphins twice. That makes sense. That's why they're very close to having the same strength of schedule, except the Bills play an easier team, the Dolphins, twice, and the Dolphins play a tougher team, the Bills, twice. There you go. That's the problem has been solved.
All right, 5 o'clock. I bet they went to UF. They probably went to UF.
That guy, what'd you say, UM? You were breaking
UF,
up a
I say,
bit
I say UF.
UM, Miami Hurricanes, yeah, I'm with you. May have been Jalen Phillips himself texting that in. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We'll do 15 minutes of heat, have a little bit of fun. Now, hurricane season is less than a month away. We're on May 4th already. Wow, May the 4th be with you. Hurricane season is less than a month away. This is what you need to know. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors and learn about getting PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house. I have them in my house. I am telling you, come hurricane season, it's a different vibe. You still want to be prepared. You still want to be ready. Obviously, you're going to look at all the forecasts, see if we're tracking to be in the forecast cone. But when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting your house, it's just a feeling of security that you don't normally have come hurricane season. So you get the ball rolling by calling BNT Impact Windows and Doors. You get PGT custom windows and doors installed for maybe this hurricane season and certainly for all future hurricane seasons. But I would call them now and get info so that PGT Custom Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home just like they are in mine. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't coordinate. So you got to coordinate.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.